Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everyone, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper. Today is Wednesday, March the 2nd at 8 p.m. Eastern Time in the year 2011. I can't even believe it's March already, but time is moving forward. Anyway, our topic today, children and adults with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, commonly referred to as CHAD. And specifically today, we're highlighting CHAD, and we're going to talk about membership and its member benefits. And to do that with our in our virtual studio tonight is Ruth Hughes, the interim CEO of that organization. I want to jump into things real quickly tonight because we've got a lot of material to cover. But before we do, a few things. One, a reminder out there, you can go to attentionradio.com. That's Attention Talk Radio without the talk part in the middle. If you go there, you can sign up for our newsletter, and we will send to your inbox on a bi-monthly basis upcoming shows and some announcements related to Attention Talk Radio, so you don't have to hit the website to check things out. We'll actually send it to you. And I will have to tell you, we've got some very exciting things coming on. Next week, we're going to have Dr. Russell Barkley on, talking about the importance of emotion in managing ADHD. We've got Michael Linden coming on later this month, talking about QEG and neurofeedback. We got Winnie Richardson coming and talking about ADHD and addiction, and that's just the start. We actually have, I guess our speakers are booked through the middle of May, and we've got a bunch of other exciting people that we're having some discussions with. So I encourage you to attentionradio.com and sign up for our newsletter. Also, I want to acknowledge it's been great recently. I've had a rash of people that have contacted me about the show, and one in particular said, you know, I don't give out an email address or anything to contact us, and I want to do that right now. If there's anything you want to communicate to us and let us know about the show, anything you like, any ideas you have for future shows, just or any general comments, feel free to contact us at attention. That's ATTION at attentiontalkradio.com. Recently, I got a couple emails from some people actually on the West Coast that are regular podcast listeners that download the show and listen to what's going on when they're at work or on the road. So that's real exciting. So, again, please keep in touch. Just a few quick updates on our weekly ADHD update. I want to remind everyone that if you haven't done so already, try to hit edgefoundation.org. There you can catch the CNN video of Jody Sleeper Triplett coaching one of her clients. We had Jody on the show a couple times back in December and January. She runs ADHD coaching school, and I think it's real exciting what she's doing and some of the research that's kind of going on. Also, as a reminder for the coaches that are listening out there, the ADHD Coaches Association conference is coming up April the 29th through the 1st. That's going to be in Chicago. For more information, go to ADHDcoaches.org. Also, in the spirit of tonight, if you haven't done so already, please mark your calendars. The CHAD conference is already scheduled for November the 10th through the 12th. That's in Orlando, Florida. Just go to chadd.org for more information on that. And that promises to be a real exciting conference. I've been for the last couple years, and it's something I don't want to miss, and I'm looking forward to attending this year. But here, today, we need to get into some stuff here because we have a lot of stuff to cover. To begin with, CHAD, really, it's a national nonprofit organization providing education, advocacy, and support for individuals with ADHD. In addition to their informative website, CHAD also publishes a variety of printed materials to keep member and professionals current on research, advances, medication, and treatment affecting those with ADHD. We're obviously going to get into that in a lot of detail here coming up. Again, our guest tonight is Ruth Hughes, interim CEO of CHAD. She's a clinical psychologist by training and has an adult son with ADHD who's thriving. Ruth's a former member of CHAD's National Board of Directors. And with that, let's kind of jump into things. Ruth, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
thank you. I'm delighted to be here this evening, Jeff.
Wow. As I mentioned, we have a lot of material to cover in a short amount of time, so I guess I want to break this down. I'd like to kind of talk a little bit about what CHAD stands for, what it represents, its mission and stuff. Then we'll talk about all the benefits that you guys provide, and then towards the end, we're going to break these down because you guys have many different memberships, and I want to make everybody aware that there's a variety of memberships that are available that can really be tailored to your particular needs. So with that, tell us about CHAD, just some of the basics, and let's go from there.
Well, without a doubt, the purpose of CHAD is to improve the lives of people affected by ADHD. That's our mission statement. And we were formed about 22 years ago by family members who had a child or a family member with ADHD who came together and said, boy, we have to really help each other because there isn't a lot of help out there. And so over those 22 years, we have grown quite a bit. So today we represent about 12,000 members across the U.S. And our job is to provide as accurate and as helpful information and about every aspect of ADHD. And so we do that through many different venues, but our job is to be there for folks. Particularly for folks who are starting on this journey, who just had a diagnosis or had a family member diagnosed and are wanting to find out all they can about this disorder, about the treatment, about the diagnosis, about who to go to, about how to manage it. I mean, what do you as an individual need to know about yourself or your child or your spouse, your loved one, so that you can lead a normal, productive life and manage ADHD effectively?
Now, the organization was actually founded back in, was it 1987?
Yes.
So it's been around for over 20 years, going to be coming up on the 25th year anniversary relatively soon, and I believe didn't it start in Plantation, Florida?
That's correct.
All right, let's hear it for Florida, being from Tampa myself. I got to cheer them on.
R.B. Parker was our one of the founders and is still on our board of directors and one of the first folks, and he started down there in Florida.
Excellent, excellent. And CHAD is actually a membership organization, correct?
That's correct. That we can't do what we do unless people join. It is those membership dues that give us the opportunity and the resources to do all the various things that we do.
I think it's kind of important to kind of point out that it is a nonprofit organization, correct?
Oh my goodness, yes. We are definitely a nonprofit organization.
And as a result, as a nonprofit, you guys are really kind of unbiased. So one of the things is you help promulgate information, but you don't necessarily endorse, recommend, or make any representation. Your real job is to actually kind of help bring education, advocacy, and information to those in need and let them choose what they want to do with it. Is that correct?
That is exactly right. There's one of the things we really pride ourselves on is that our job is to give accurate, science-based information to people who are interested in ADHD so that then they can make good, informed decisions about whether it's treatment or management or school supports or anything else. Our job is to give good information and accurate information. Unfortunately, as most of your listeners know, there's enormous amount of both misinformation on the internet and through the media, but there are also a number of folks who see families with ADHD as a group of people who are potentially they can get money from. And mm-hmm. So there are a lot of products out there to help with ADHD, some that are highly effective, some we don't know yet, and some not so much. And so mm-hmm. part of what CHAD does is we always go back to the science. Mm-hmm. What is the research? What does it tell us so far? And how can we then provide that information effectively to our members and to the general public?
Absolutely. And I brought that up because I want to highlight the key about that is since you're a nonprofit and you don't endorse that stuff is that takes the bias out of what you're providing to those that are members. You're certainly trying to find science-based evidence to get that out there and kind of communicate, but there's no other agendas because you're strictly a nonprofit organization trying to promote and promulgate information out there for those in need.
That's right. And one of our mantras is we do not endorse any medication, any treatment, any provider, any author, any particular product. We're really very, very careful about that. And quite frankly, Chad has lost opportunities for more income over the years because we don't do that. So we're always very careful to say we do not endorse. What we do is provide you information so that you can make good decisions.
And again, I can't emphasize that because I think that's really important because it is unbiased because you're not biased by taking money and doing some other things. Ruth, one question I had for you that I'm not unaware of, do you do any lobbying with Congress with regard to ADHD to try to kind of help bring, legislature or the American people, past just your community to bring awareness to ADHD?
We do indeed, and in fact, Chad has a long history of advocating on behalf of people with ADHD on a whole history of different kinds of legislation. Let me give you some very recent examples. Last fall, for the first time, the Social Security Administration took a look at their disability programs, which is SSDI and SSI, and they have never recognized in the past that adults with ADHD who have very severe ADHD could indeed be disabled. And so for the first time in their regulations, they have proposed that adults with ADHD be considered as being eligible for SSI and SSDI. And so those are the kind of things that we fight for. More recently, we have several issues that are coming up. One is that there has been, interestingly enough, also with Social Security, there's been a series of newspaper articles in the Boston Globe about families who purportedly apply for SSI for their child and they get fraudulent diagnoses of ADHD and then also give them prescription medication for ADHD. And the story's gotten very distorted. And so Chad is working with a coalition that we're a very active part of other mental health organizations, both to help Congress, because they're now considering congressional hearings, mm-hmm. and the Government Accounting Office, which is doing an investigation, have really solid, good information about what ADHD is. Too often people either dismiss it as a very minor problem or don't think it exists at all, or have very poor understanding of what ADHD actually is. And so we often are in the position of educating policymakers at the federal level and at the state level about what is ADHD. And so while I mentioned Social Security, that's usually not the biggest area. It's in healthcare, mm-hmm. it's in education, particularly mm-hmm. around areas of special education or the 504 accommodations in the classroom for kids. It's
certainly
around the Americans with Disabilities Act. We were very, very active to mm-hmm. make sure folks may not know, but people with ADHD were pretty much out of luck with a number of court decisions about the interpretation of the Americans with Disability Act.
Mm-hmm.
And we went back with, again, a number of colleague organizations and fought really hard to clearly define that cognitive disabilities are every bit as important as physical disabilities in the Americans with Disability Act. And it is broadened to include disabilities that included thinking, attention, and that came about because of the advocacy that we were doing.
That's awesome. Ruth, I tell you what, I want to go to a break real quick, and when we come back, I want to start talking about some of the more specific benefits that members actually get as becoming a membership of CHAD. A reminder before we go to break, if you want to learn more about CHAD, just go to chadd.org, and with that, we'll be right back.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
ADHD, is it real? How is it diagnosed? How do I know if I have it or if my children have it? Do you outgrow it? You have questions and we have answers. We're CHAD, a national organization made up of professionals, parents, educators, and of course, those with ADHD. So if you want real answers to your questions, Join Chad at www.chadd.org or call us at 800-233-4050.
This is your ADHD information station. Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
News, updates, and alerts sent right to your inbox. Sign up now at attentionradio.com.
Awareness of how your brain processes information and emotion is the key to self-management and success in today's world. I am an international ADD coach. Contact me, Susan McIntosh, at susanmcintosh.com to see and hear how you too can be a success.
I'm Jeff Copper, host of Attention Talk Radio, here to talk to you about CopyTalk.com, a voice dictation service. This is not just some voice dictation software. It's a real dictation service by people who type whatever you want. When I need to document something, all I do is hit speed dial on my cell or work phone and start speaking. The folks at CopyTalk will type it up and email it back to me that day. The best part is I can dictate as many 4-minute messages as I want, all for one flat monthly fee. Go to copytalk.com/ATR, enter Jeff Copper as the referrer's name, and sign up for the free trial account today. If you tell them I sent you, then you'll get $20 off the monthly subscription for as long as you keep the service.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to everyone to Attention Talk Radio. With us today is Ruth Hughes, and we're talking about Chad and their and the benefits of being a member. And with that, Ruth, let's jump into things. Number one, there's a huge benefit for all of us to be CHADD members because of the lobbying, the advocacy, because they do speak for one voice of the ADHD community, which is invaluable in and of itself. But moving to an individual level, Ruth, let's kind of talk about if you become a CHADD member, what you get. Can you talk about some of the actual benefits?
Absolutely. First of all, everyone will get Attention Magazine, which comes out 6 times a year and is full of articles about the day-to-day management and day-to-day challenges of ADHD, including information about some of the latest research, initiatives. So it goes everything from very practical to a little bit more scientific and all written for the public, so that it's easy to understand, but very productive information.
Uh-huh.
We also have our website has expanded quite dramatically, and in fact, we're in the process right now of doing another huge change to our website, which we think is going to roll out in the next 6 months. And where there's lots of information available to the general public, but there is a lot more information available to CHADD members. And so if you have an issue, for instance, we've been working on young adults going off into the world, into the work world, and into college. And so there's probably about 3 times as much more information available to our members as to the general public. Every week we send an email out a bit again about some aspect of managing ADHD from day to day. We have blogs on adult ADHD, being a parent of children with ADHD. Nancy Rady is our ADHD coach blogger. And Gina Pera is our blogger for what it's like to be the spouse of someone with ADHD. And we're going to be expanding that with a young group of young adult bloggers as well over time.
Mm-hmm.
We have several intensive training programs.
Mm-hmm.
One is our parent-to-parent classes. These parent-to-parent is a program I'm incredibly proud of and delighted to have been a part of getting it started. It is a 14-hour course, so it's for 7 weeks, 2 hours a week usually. And it is everything you need to know about ADHD that that you can learn early in the process. And it was developed by people who are national leaders who are also parents of children with ADHD, now usually young adults, who felt like it took them way too many years to learn everything they wish they had known in the first couple months. Parent America gives it all to you.
Yeah, I want to interrupt. For those, our listeners out there that are interested in learning more about that, we actually did a show with Beth Kaplanik a year ago. I think it was in either January or February of 2010. So if you're interested in learning more, just go back in attentiontalkradio.com, go back in our archives, and you can. There's a show completely dedicated to that.
And more recently, we have introduced a similar program called Teacher to Teacher, which is specifically for teachers about classroom management techniques to both manage effectively their students with ADHD and to support their students with ADHD in the classroom. And that we're just beginning to disseminate Teacher to Teacher more broadly, and we're finding that teachers are really eager for this information. And so that's another one of our programs. There are local, about 200 local groups around the country. Most of those local groups offer support groups that meet monthly, often for parents and adults. And some of our groups offer specialty kinds of groups. We have some Spanish-speaking groups. We have some groups for teens. So it depends on your particular area and how what level of sort of interest that the particular affiliate has developed over time.
Mm-hmm.
But we're very delighted with those. We also want to talk, you and I talked earlier, Jeff, about our National Resource Center.
Absolutely.
That is the very proud home of the National Resource Center on ADHD, which is funded by the federal government, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, to be the source of information about anything about ADHD. People can call, they can email, they can write, and one of our master's level or above specialists who are very, very well trained in all things ADHD will go to work for them and to help them out either with a specific situation or with information. And so that's another area that we're quite proud of.
And I want to kind of plug this for a second because this is not what you expect out there. Let me tell you a personal story. Is I actually called the other day because I'm preparing a presentation for a bunch of HR people to talk about the impact of ADHD, to talk about providing attention or ADHD coaching services. And not only do you call in and they can help you find some stuff, but they actually have a librarian that you can speak to. So if you're trying to find something, you're struggling with it, they'll actually help you find it. I mean, we're talking about this day and age, nobody does that, and it's a huge, huge thing, at least from my perspective, because if you're trying to find some information that's out there through their vast archives, not only is it available, but there's actually, you know, a person you could speak to that actually can help you. And it's I just started experimenting with it the other day. It's very exciting.
Well, we're very proud of the National Resource Center, and it is a huge resource for people with ADHD. So we strongly encourage any of your listeners to go to the CHAD website and click on the National Resource Center button, and you can find a lot of information on their website as well as how to contact our NRC and to get some assistance. We have conferences, both a large annual conference and regional conference. We're actually going to be in Long Island on May 15th for a spring regional conference. And we're beginning to do some new things. We are, for the first time, many of you might have heard of Rick Green and Patrick McKenna, who
mm-hmm.
have done the documentary ADD and Loving It that's been mm-hmm. on many PBS stations.
Uh-huh.
And they're coming down in June, and they're doing a live show for us all about adult ADHD at the University of Maryland. And we're hoping that then this will go well enough that we can begin to do this on college campuses around the country. And so we're developing a very strong partnership with Rick Green and Patrick McKenna.
That'll be real exciting. Actually, I think they're going to be on our show April the 20th, so when that comes around, I'll start quizzing them on what's going to happen in June.
All right. Sounds good. June 12th.
I tell you what, I want to run to a commercial break. When we come back, I'd like to talk about the various different memberships based off of where you're coming from and how it works for those out there. So if you guys will bear with us, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ari Tuckman, author of More Attention, Less Deficit, Success Strategies for Adults with ADHD. This is the only book actually written for adults with ADHD. Each chapter is divided into short articles, so you can read only the stuff you want in the order you want. I take lessons from the research and make them totally useful in your daily life. You can get a free PDF of the first chapter at adultadhdbook.com. Check it out.
Okay, let's be honest here. How many times have you forgotten the wet laundry in the washer and it started smelling a little funky, so you had to wash it again, maybe even twice, in the same week? Well, you may be an AD Diva just like me. I'm Linda Rogley, and I founded the AD Diva Network for women with ADD-ish tendencies, especially those of us 40 and better. The AD Diva Network is a great place for support, connection, and a touch of whimsy. You can join us at addiva.net. That's addiva.net.
Do you have something those with ADHD need? Advertise on Attention Talk Radio. We are a narrowcast, internet-based radio show targeting those with or impacted by ADHD. To learn more about advertising opportunities, email attention at attentiontalkradio.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Attention Talk Radio, everyone. With us is Ruth Hughes from CHAD talking about member benefits. Ruth, we've got, I guess, 4 or 5 minutes left. Let's talk about the actual, the different, there's a variety of different memberships depending on your particular circumstance. Can you kind of give us an overview of what those options are?
I can indeed. We have the family or individual membership, which is about 80% of our membership, for folks who have ADHD in the family. In addition to that, we have a professional membership, so if you are a coach or a clinician or a tutor or an educational therapist or an occupational therapist, if you are a professional working with ADHD, you will want our professional membership. You get, first of all, an ad on our professional directory, as well as a number of additional benefits which are more professionally oriented. You get a synopsis of all the research that's come out every quarter. So it keeps you on top of the research. And starting next week, we're also going to be sending ADHD in the news to our professional members, which has all the media and press about ADHD that comes out each week. If you are a teacher, you're going to want to be an educator member and get our educator's manual, which comes with being an educator member. If you are a school or a camp or a clinic, you may well want our organizational membership. So not only is the key person a member of CHAD, but up to 20 members of your staff and the people who work with you become members of CHAD. And so we also have a membership for students. So if you're in school and the family membership at $49 is too expensive, there is a reduced fee for students. And so we have a different combination depending on the needs of those various groups.
And all
of those are at www.chad.org.
And they run the gamut in terms of there's some different options, like different groups get some different resources and stuff, but they're all appropriate. So if you're just a student, you get a wealth of benefits that's based on you being a student at an appropriate price. And if you're an organization or institution, the same thing applies.
That's correct.
I want to emphasize a few things here. I think that we all should be aware of. Number one of the keys is we all need to get the word out about ADHD to educate the public about what it's all about, number one. And number two is we need to speak with a unified force. And the key thing about CHAD is it is unbiased. It's a not-for-profit organization. And by us coming together and supporting CHAD, they give us a voice. These benefits are nice, but the lobbying efforts and the unified voice, I think, does a lot for literally all of us. So it's like a rising tide that lifts all boats. So if you're not a CHAD member, I encourage you to go to CHAD and consider it. I myself am a professional member and find a lot of value in it. So with that, Ruth, we've got about 60 seconds. You got anything left to say?
Well, I will tell you that we're also working with a major corporation who we discovered in their health insurance denied any benefits for ADHD treatment. Another kind of advocacy we're doing, and we hope to get that major corporation to change their health insurance policy. So if it's about ADHD, we're in it. And we can't do it unless people join and our members are supporting us. So we truly need the support of your listeners and their membership so we can keep up the work that we do.
Absolutely. Well, Ruth, thank you very much for coming on the show. Everybody else out there, next week we have an exciting show with Dr. Russell A. Barkley talking about the impact of emotion on ADHD. With that, we'll catch you next week. Thanks, everyone.